This podcast is sponsored by The Ultimate Frame by Andrew M. Semple. Dive into a gripping thriller that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Discover it now at book-author.com.
How AI ethics challenge corporate greed in a tech-driven world. Explore how AI ethics influence corporate greed, pharmaceutical profits, and ethical challenges in today's tech-driven business landscape. How AI ethics are shaping corporate greed. Hey, have you noticed how artificial intelligence is everywhere now? It's popping up in everything from the ads we see to big decisions companies make. But here's something I've been thinking about recently. All this AI power brings up a major question about ethics, especially when it comes to how corporations handle their greed. Think about it. Companies have always chased profits, sometimes at the expense of people or society. But now, with AI getting smarter and smarter, that chase for dollars is becoming more intense and also more complicated. AI can analyze tons of data in seconds, predict buying habits, personalize ads, and even decide who gets a loan or a job interview. It's a huge tool for making money, but it also has the power to either protect or exploit people. So, what's the role of AI ethics in all this? Essentially, AI ethics is about making sure that AI systems are designed and used in ways that are fair, transparent, and respectful of human rights. That sounds straightforward, but when corporate greed enters the picture, it gets messy. Some companies might cut ethical corners just to boost their bottom line. Take, for example, the pharmaceutical industry. We all know about the controversies around pharmaceutical profits, how drug companies price life-saving meds sky high. AI can help identify who is likely to need certain medications, but it can also be used to push only the most profitable drugs, sidelining cheaper alternatives, or even preventive care. This has raised concerns that AI might worsen existing problems instead of fixing them. Now you might be wondering about the role of government here. Well, regulations are expected to keep things in check, but some conspiracy theories, or should I say untrue allegations, often paint this regulatory landscape as a government conspiracy protecting big businesses rather than consumers. Whether that's true or not, it's clear that oversight is crucial if AI is to benefit society rather than just corporate coffers. What's fascinating is how some companies are actually trying to put AI ethics first. They're developing guidelines, conducting audits, and working with independent watchdogs to ensure their AI doesn't discriminate or cause harm. This kind of ethical AI isn't just a nice to have, it's becoming a competitive advantage. More people want to trust brands that show responsibility, especially as awareness around AI's risks grows. But here's the catch. Can ethics really stop corporate greed? Probably not alone. It takes pressure from all sides, consumers, governments, and even employees, to push companies towards more ethical AI. Otherwise, the tech's power might just magnify greed, creating more inequality and mistrust. If this stuff sounds intriguing and you like a good thriller with themes around power, greed, and daring ethical battles, I highly recommend checking out The Ultimate Frame by Andrew M. Semple. It's a novel that digs into some of these very topics, wrapped up in a suspenseful and thrilling story. Discover this exciting novel today and see how those ethical tensions play out in a world not so different from ours. In the end, AI ethics isn't just some academic buzzword. It's a real force shaping how corporate greed either thrives or is held back in this new technological age. And it definitely affects all of us, whether we realize it or not. So next time you hear about AI making decisions or a big company unveiling a new AI-driven product, remember there's a whole ethical conversation behind the scenes. And maybe, just maybe, that conversation will help keep some of that corporate greed in check.